4-4, the 4-3, the nickel, the dime, the zone blitz.
Pressure by Willis, wraps him up, and Willis delivers the first 49er sack.
The Vic Fangio Show, the 49ers defensive coordinator with Murph and Mac. On KNBR, the sports leader.
Yep, let's talk 49er football with the defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio. We do it every other week. Jim Harbaugh rotates with the coordinators. And the show is brought to you by Dr. Scott Hiver, the official eye doctor of the San Francisco 49ers, with offices in Daly City, Santa Clara, and San Ramon. The show is brought to you by Frost Brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. And the coordinator show is brought to you by Porcelanosa, providing you with all of your kitchen, bathroom, tile, and floor needs. Stop into Porcelanosa's San Francisco or San Jose showrooms or go to porcelanosa-usa.com. On the RingCentral guest line, we have Vic Fangio. Vic, how are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Thanks for coming on, man. You know, it's always that weird, that Tuesday when you're sort of still thinking about Sunday but looking ahead to the coming Sunday. So if we can start by asking a couple questions about the Seahawks and then maybe move on to the Colts. What was your evaluation of how your defense played against Seattle?
Well, I thought in the first half we overall played well, kept us in the game. You know, I think the score was 5-0 at halftime, and they had gotten the 5 from the safety and a field goal when they got started their drive in field goal range already. So we did a good job keeping us in the game in the first half. And then in the second half, we gave up a couple drives there where we, you know, kind of hurt ourselves from our own mistakes there and penalties and giving up a long pass on a third down. So the second half performance wasn't up as good as the first half.
You know, we have Greg Cosell of NFL Films on KNBR, and he studies this stuff really closely and tries to evaluate it as clinically as possible. And he said just by examining the X's and O's of it, the Seattle offense did not dominate your defense in any measurable way. And I think we all thought that was true, too. I think there were a lot of extenuating circumstances that led to their scores. So, I mean, you know, in many ways, do you guys feel like you took Russell Wilson, an explosive player, and did a pretty good job of containing his weaponry?
Well, we did okay in that area. Like I said, we played well in the first half, but in the second half, you know, he did make that scramble play for a 50-yard gain, and we had some untimely penalties there in the second half. But, you know, we gave up too many yards in the rushing game there as the game wore on. So, you know, we played okay, but we were the second-best defense on the field Sunday night, and we needed to be the best defense on the field.
It's actually interesting you bring that up. I wonder, do you watch Seattle's defense and think, you know, you say you're the second-best. What do you guys need to do to get better than Seattle's defense then?
Well, I said we were the second-best on the field on Sunday night, and you know, they played extremely well, their defense did. They did a good job against our running game, and we had a hard time getting anything going in the passing game. And kudos to those guys. They played great.
Yeah, we're talking to Vic Fangio, the 49ers D coordinator, on the RingCentral guest line. They're getting ready for the Colts this Sunday. Speaking of which, things that happened in Seattle Sunday, Vic, of note, included Ian Williams. Really sad injury to see him be placed on injured reserve. A couple of questions for that. The first one is, Who mainly takes his place? Is it Glenn Dorsey? And then who comes up behind Glenn Dorsey? What's the depth situation looking like?
Well, it will be Glenn, just like it was Sunday night. And he came in and did a good job after Ian got hurt. And we'll look at the options here. You know, we started looking at it yesterday, and we'll continue to look at it today and tomorrow and see where we go from there.
Okay, so we'll obviously keep our eyes peeled on who moves up the depth chart behind Glenn Dorsey. The other thing is the cut block, and it got talked a lot about all over the airwaves yesterday, is just, you know, when you see a guy like your defensive lineman go down like that, now you know it's legal by the rules, but should a cut block like that, a high-low like that, should the competition committee address that and eradicate that?
Well, that's something that has been addressed and talked about over the years, and the competition committee, the NFL league office and ownership has determined that they don't want to eliminate it. So it's a legal play right now.
Man, it's tough. That is a tough loss, tough moment there. And other moments on the field Sunday night injury-wise. So Eric Reed sustained the concussion, missed him on the field in the later points of the game. But how is he doing? I know he was evaluated. And do you expect to see him on Sunday?
As far as I know, he was doing fine yesterday. That is something that, they have their protocol they got to go through all week with him. You know, we think he'll be okay, but, you know, as we found out last year with Alex Smith, we thought he was going to be okay, and then he didn't make it for the Chicago game. So it's a fluid situation, one that the medical people will keep their eye on all week, and we'll see how it goes.
Yep. Okay, so we'll obviously, that's another thing to monitor, too. Circling back on that competition committee thing, Dan, but if you had a chance to speak to them just as a D coordinator in the league, would you recommend to them that the high-low cut block be eliminated from the game on D linemen?
Well, again, it's something that has been talked about. Obviously, I don't think it's a play that should be in the game, but, you know, my opinion really doesn't matter. I know they've talked about it in the past, and they've deemed it to be a legal play. So until they change it, it's a legal play.
Okay. And one more, too, about before we get ready for the Colts, is about your depth. You know, I remember, I think last year, and I think you talked about this, that, you know, maybe guys got a little tired as the year went on because, you know, depth is a huge thing. So are you guys taking, you know, strides towards that? I mean, you mentioned the second half things didn't work. What's the strategy towards sort of rotating guys like Justin Smith and you know, making sure those guys are fresh throughout the entire season?
Well, we've been rotating them as we see fit and as the players see fit. You know, again, it all depends upon the flow in each and every game. You know, the other night we were subbing them some, and then when after Ian went down and then Ray McDonald got dinged in the game too, we were out of defensive linemen, so we had no opportunities to sub from that point going forward. So, you know, it's just a situation you keep your eye on from a week-to-week basis, depending upon the health of your players, how many plays they're playing, what type of flow in the game you have going, and it's something we're aware of, and we do the best we can with it.
By the way, how is Ray McDonald? We didn't get an update from the head coach yesterday. He's a critical player in that on that front line. How's he looking?
I think he's going to be okay, but again, it's a pretty fluid situation. His ankle is bothering him a little bit, and we'll see how it goes. But I think it's much like the Eric Reed situation. Is we really won't know until the end of the week.
Well, and, you know, Coach, like Murph said earlier, it wasn't as if, you know, Russell Wilson carved up the secondary or anything. In fact, he only passed for, you know, 142 yards on the night, and there was some good pass rush there, especially coming from Alden Smith a couple of times. And I guess looking forward now to the Colts, another premier quarterback coming in, Andrew Luck. This guy's obviously really talented, and he can beat you in a lot of ways. How much of the emphasis this week or success of the defensive schemes are going to be, you know, based and hinging on the pass rush being effective?
Well, it's each and every week it's got to be effective no matter who you're playing, but especially when you're playing another great quarterback like we are in Andrew, and he's actually, you know, an excellent passer. He does a good job of scrambling. He scrambled for 80-some yards already this year. He scored the winning touchdown against Oakland on a 20-yard scramble late in the fourth quarter. He's a very mobile quarterback. He always has been in his college days and has continued into the NFL, and he's got a great pocket feel, so he's a guy that we're going to have to keep hemmed in and get some rush on him and pressure as we go.
How well did you know him at Stanford? I mean, you know, defense and offense don't always mingle, but did you get to know Andrew at all? He's such a interesting young man as far as, like, his, you know, curiosity for the game and his work ethic. Did you guys, you know, spend some time together?
Yeah, I got to know Andrew very well in my short stay there, and he is a guy that is very inquisitive. He's a football junkie and always willing to learn something, and he would come in and ask questions occasionally, and we talk football some, and just a great player and a great individual, as we all know.
Yeah, great Stanford Cardinal too. Hey, also before we let you go, Vic, and we appreciate the time this morning, is you know, one of the key plays in the game was a defensive penalty on Alden Smith, an unsportsmanlike that kept a drive alive. And it's funny, you spend so much time coaching technique and strategy and how you're going to take away a certain weapon and maybe coach these guys up. But I'm wondering, it's like those things are almost like you can't control them. It's like a little bit of a human reaction. And it's like, how frustrated do you get, or do you think it shouldn't be a flag? I mean, what was your reaction to that Alden penalty? It certainly was a very sort of minor, you know, like, hand
just
that
shove.
He threw.
Yeah.
Was that an unfair flag, or is that something you're mad at your players when you see that breakdown?
Well, you know, I still haven't to this point seen the actual penalty. It didn't show up on our coaching tape, and I haven't seen the TV copy of it. It's frustrating because, you know, we made a point of it during the week that in a game like that in particular, those things could happen, and we've got to be able to walk away from it and not get a penalty call on ourselves and put it in the hands of the officials. And it was a 3rd and 28 that we were off the field with when kept their drive going. That ended up in a touchdown. So we've got to do a better job in that area as coaches of getting that point across and as players of learning that point and not have those penalties and put it in the hands of the officials that can really hurt us.
Vic, we appreciate the time. We know you're going to get ready for the Colts, and we will talk to you on the next coordinator show. Thanks for coming on.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good week.